Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having a fantastic Friday today. Lots of news as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
I'm doing great today, Austin. We are actually doing an experiment for the first time in almost 3 years of doing this show. We are sitting in an automobile using the internet Wi-Fi and doing this via Skype in the same car, so if we sound far away or too loud, or if we laugh too much and we become obnoxious, please just try to understand. So, Austin, what's your first story for the day?
Well, the first one is we've talked about a couple times with the issue France is having now. Emmanuel Macron is facing his first internal revolt since his lightning rise to the French presidency after 100 members of the centrist movement announced they were stepping down due to his arrogant and undemocratic methods. Just in the first month of his presidency, now 100 members of the Centrist Republic on the Move, the LREM party, from students to elected officials, say they are throwing in the towel, claiming the party is an affront to the fundamental principles of democracy with an organizational style worthy of the ancient regime before the revolution of 1789. So this guy obviously is out of control in France. He's already said what he wants to do, but I think it's pretty wild. He's already lost 100 party members, Ted.
Well, interesting. I told you guys he was a Rothschild party puppet. They put him in. They decided they wanted him in. He was basically, you know, made the president. I don't think he was elected even fairly. I'm sure it was election hacking again, like we see all of the time. And he said he was going to rule France like a Greek god, sitting on a throne, and apparently his legislature has had enough of him. Oh, by the way, I was warning you guys about not seeing Justice League. Rotten Tomatoes has come out with their review for it, and it's absolutely awful. And apparently the company that did Justice League, they own 30% now of Rotten Tomatoes. So they didn't even release the review until today. So guys, save yourself some dollars. You know, if you want to watch this nasty stuff or whatever, this horrible acting or whatever they're going to have on this, catch it on Netflix for a buck, and don't bother trying to, you know, spend 10 or 15 bucks a person trying to watch a movie that's absolutely awful. What's your next story, bud?
Yes, and just to add on that, I don't endorse Netflix. I don't like them. They always play homosexual movies all the time. I cancel my Netflix just to make sure everybody knows that. But you can catch it on TV or Redbox. Redbox is usually a dollar. So that's what I would recommend doing. I would never use Netflix. I just thought I would add that in there to make sure everybody remembers how much I dislike Netflix.
I don't think you like Netflix.
I definitely don't like Netflix at all. That's why I canceled it and backcharged last 3 months of subscription last year. Also, in other news as well, this is something we've been talking about so many times with the MS-13 gang debacle that we've been having in this country. Almost one-third of the 214 U.S.-based MS-13 gang members that were arrested this month were involved in the accompanied alien children policy under Obama. The successful Raging Bull sweep was announced by ICE Deputy Director Tom Homan in a joint press conference at the ICE headquarters on Thursday. He said the operation was a significant step towards dismantling and eradicating MS-13 in the United States and in El Salvador. 16 of the 214 arrestees in the United States were U.S. citizens. 5 were legal immigrants. 93 of them are being charged with federal or state criminal offenses and will face prison time in the United States. 193 of them, including 121, apparently will be deported but will not face criminal charges, of course. So we're just going to send them back down to El Salvador to do their same activities they've been involved in. But here's the crazy part. 64 of those, nearly one-third of them, are would-be dreamers because they illegally crossed the border while claiming to be minors. Their unscreened claims to be minors, not adults, won them the legal status of unaccompanied alien children, which allowed them to claim federal aid and be released in the United States. The status was provided by Obama's administration, which was seeking ways to welcome migrants from Central America and the United States. The event spiraled out of control, resulting in a huge wave of migrants in 2014. As you guys already know, this was a clear agenda through the Obama administration to bring in as many gang members and illegal aliens into the country as physically possible, and it worked. It did so, and now we're seeing the issue that we have with these gangs all over the country, and I'm glad to see that ICE and a lot of our federal agents are able to round these guys up. So I thought that was pretty wild, Dad, that 93 of them were actually in the Dreamers program that everybody flipped out about last month, saying, you can't shut that down. You can't prevent them from coming in. They're Dreamers. They need to come in. Well, guess what? 93 of them or 64 of them in this group they just arrested in the MS-13 gang were supposedly Dreamers. So that completely shuts down that argument on the lib side.
Well, my dream was that Obama would be out of office, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
I mean, him and his little weirdo stuff does. You know, guys, for years now, I've told you that George Soros is a cutout for the Rothschild Bank, like J.P. Morgan was, like the Rockefellers were, like Carnegie was. All of these guys, they're basically being funded through the Rothschild banking cartel. And I told you guys that Soros was, too. Finally, another person has said the same thing and done the research on it. This is a really good article here that basically is called George Soros, the backstory that no one wants to talk about. Many folks incorrectly believe that George Soros is a lone ranger out there doing his own, you know, routine to recreate the world to his liking. That's called playing God, which, by the way, he thinks he's a god in one of his articles. Incidentally, it never ends well for the bad actors who try to do so. But it's not a dispute that he's, you know, he's an insane psychopath. Everybody's got that down. But what he doesn't understand is this, and people aren't getting this. Here's the thing. Soros is a Hungarian Jew. He worked for the Nazis during World War II. He never regretted that to this day. In other words, he has no conscience. Soros is a footman of the Rothschilds. He was trained and financed and set up by the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds are the puppet master of Soros. This is exactly what I've been telling you guys for years. Initial meetings to create one currency in Europe were held on Queen Elizabeth's II yacht in 1992. Anyone see a connection there? Yes, it's the Rothschilds and the royals. They're as thick as thieves because the Rothschild banking cartel pretty much controls the Bank of England. They're the same team working together. Of course, they didn't want the British pound to be subject to their own manipulation nonsense, so they pulled the British pound out of the euro at the last minute. But that has always been the plan. Guys, this thing with Soros is absolutely ridiculous because this guy is doing what he needs to do right now at the behest of his Rothschild puppet masters. They have funded him. They have kept him solvent. They have done all of the things to him for almost 90 years of his age as he was working for the Nazis. So, guys, this guy is bad news. And if he's even alive anymore, because I've had multiple people say that he has died and that the person they're putting up in front of everybody now is just another cutout, another puppet, another person that they've done fast facial cosmetic surgery to make him look like George Soros. So it's just is what it is. So what do you think, Oz?
Yeah, it is pretty wild. I mean, there's a reason why he just funneled $18 billion to all these organizations. You got to think about it, guys. All this stuff happening right now was not coincidental. We have supposedly ISIS being defeated in Syria. At the same time, Syria finding hundreds of thousands of marked machine guns that say U.S. property, including mortars, grenades. We have Saudi Arabia and Iran about to go to war. We have all this weird stuff going on, and it's right after George Soros dumps $18 billion, allegedly, out of his own money involving all these other groups. So, yeah, there's some weird stuff going on with him. Also, too, on the ag level with Monsanto, this is a pretty wild story now. Quietly, Big Ag has found a way to make genetically modified seeds permanent by quietly writing in preemptive seed laws at the state level. This is now happening in 29 states. Men and women at the local level will no longer be able to discuss, debate, or propose laws on the use of genetically modified seeds. The people have no voice in their individual cities and municipalities to protect their fields, crops, properties, and water from the biotech companies. The corporations that genetically modified seeds has infiltrated the state legislators to further secure their monopoly and prevent scientific scrutiny of their seed experimentation. By passing seed preemption laws, they can bar public discourse on seed laws at the local level. This is a new attack on free speech, totally. the corporate interests in the agriculture sector want to shut people up who desire natural, unmodified foods. These same corporate interests have been successful in past with ag gag laws that bar anyone from photography of the factory farms. Whistleblowers and journalists who have tried to document the inhuman animal feeding operations and the other bizarre behavior they have at these biotech industries have been arrested in some cases. So now we're seeing now numerous states all over the country that are pushing legislated with these guys called preemptive seed laws, which once they're passed into law, there's nothing that these states, counties, or cities are able to do to prevent these seeds from coming into their city or being able to control them or monitor them or put any type of regulation on them whatsoever, Dad. So it looks like Monsanto is doing everything they can to make sure, including Dow and Syngenta, those are the big main ones that they are, but they want to make sure there's a total monopoly on these seeds and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, it's all about global control, feeding the global population, reducing the population of the planet, completely causing the farmers to go bankrupt in all of these developing countries so they have to be dependent upon the seeds from Monsanto. It's about sterilizing the population using GMO crops. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. That's what they're planning on doing. I've got an interesting article here. Not that these other articles aren't interesting, but this is one that I thought I wanted to bring up today. Antarctica's colossal magma plume is nearly as hot as Yellowstone's super volcano. There's a huge plume, they're saying, of magma that is pumping up under Antarctica right now that is doing a huge job as far as melting large chunks of the ice cap. In fact, a huge glacier broke off the size of Rhode Island the other day. I mean, it's unbelievable how big it is. And so something's going on in Antarctica if they're trying to defrost whatever they froze down there centuries ago. Who knows? Or if these things that are frozen down there decided to turn to defroster on. I mean, we have no idea what's happening. So I'm saying this. I'm going on record right now. We have no idea what's causing all that ice melt down there. We have no idea if this is a magma plume or some ancient technology that's buried under the ice. So we don't know. So all we can do, again, is to believe what they're telling us and to regurgitate the latest stuff they're telling us to say. But I'm saying something different because I so distrust all of these guys. Now it pretty much take me going down there with my doggone own testing equipment to try to figure out what's going on rather before I believe any of these guys, because Antarctica is one of those anomalies that's so incredibly strange and weird, and guys, something's going on down there. Now we got a big chunk of it melting. What do you think, Austin?
Well, yeah, and China, remember, just sent out their fifth exploration unit to set up a fifth base camp in Antarctica now. They left, I think, last week, I talked about it, with a crew of like 340-some-odd individuals to set up an entire another colony down there. There's a reason why they're sending this stuff down there. There's either some heavy, heavy amounts of precious metals, oil, something that they want to try to achieve, and or there's some type of other body down there, some type of power that they're trying to unlock or unleash. But there's definitely some very weird things down in Antarctica. You're absolutely right about that. Also, too, in other news, as far as in health news, this is pretty wild now, as we've seen this the last couple of years, and I saw another record on it today by Tammy Mutasa. She said the saline bag supplies are running dangerously low across the country. She said they're saline bags, if you guys don't know, they're used in hospitals all over the country. That's what they put, you know, if you need to get an IV drip or something like that. The FDA said saline bags have been in short supply since 2014, but the supplies plummeted even further after this year's devastating hurricane season. Doctors and nurses have said supplies are now dangerously low and they can run out of saline bags within 2 days at any time. That's how many, they literally have saline bags to last them up to 2 days now is what they're down to. They've been calling and emailing companies all over the world, but they have gotten no luck. It said this is something that everybody needs to understand as far as with hydration. If you have an issue of trying to go to the hospital, please understand this before you go. But this is something that I've been hearing about for quite some time now, And this, everybody needs to be aware of that, and it's especially after these hurricanes, because so many people were getting sick, were getting some type of disease, had to go to the hospitals, had to get rehydrated. So be very aware of that, and it's probably not a bad thing to have on hand, Dad, to buy a couple extra one and just keep them stored away if you need a backup one at some point in time.
Well, what's interesting about saline bags, they're used for vitamin C, IVs, yep. They're used in hospitals. They're also used in the field for medical emergencies for triage. If a person is involved in an accident, let's say that you have a train gets hit by another train and you have 200 people that are injured, and a lot of them have life-threatening injuries, and you simply don't know which ones to save, now they're training medical personnel all over the country in triage so they can actually decide who's going to die. Well, the problem is if you don't have sufficient quantities of saline bags right now, if there's a huge, huge medical emergency, there won't be enough supply for proper triage or proper trying to stop it. They're saying that most of these are being bought up by the government and being stored in these deep underground military bases. Guys, there's something going on. I'm going on record with this, too, that they're not telling us. There's something really big happening, and they're not telling us. And quite frankly, there's a reason they're building underground bunkers. There's a reason they're building underground shelters. There's a reason they're being so secret about this. There's a reason the Pentagon has never been audited in like 27 years. There's a reason there's $20 trillion missing from the Pentagon. It's not that they have lost the money. I'm going to tell you guys that also. It's because they don't want to tell Congress where the money is gone, and they don't want to tell the American people where the money is gone. You can't just misplace $21 trillion. It's not possible. I mean, that's like train loads of money. I mean, how do you lose train loads of money? Somebody has done something with this money, and, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz and Daniel Lipson, and myself and Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle, a lot of us believe a lot of this money has gone into the deep space research, the weapon systems in outer space, and also into the deep underground military bunkers. Now, here's a story on a lighter note that really wasn't nice for this person. This snowflake, this is, I'm trying not to laugh, okay? Because it's not right. This guy shouldn't have done this, and I feel bad for this girl. But she's a subway rider. And so she was sitting in the subway in New York, and this guy sat beside her. It was a black dude. And black guys are funny. I've watched black guys, and I've watched them absolutely just beat the holy living yak out of their girlfriends before in parking lots. I mean, it's awful what they do in some cases. Not in all cases, but in some cases, I've seen it. But black guys don't put up with it. And this girl, he sits down beside her, and instead of just asking him to be nice and scoot over some, she starts fussing at him because he's man-spreading, and she doesn't like it. Now, she doesn't get up. She keeps fussing at him and nagging him, and he hauls off and busts her in the mouth. Just busts her in the mouth. And she bleeds. This is a true story. Look it up. And so the story starts off, subway rider. I asked manspreader to stop, so he punched me in the face. Here's the problem that you get. This guy was from another country. There's a video of him, and he's talking to apparently an off-duty police officer who told him to get off the train immediately, and he did. In the meantime, she's still over there bleeding and still yelling at the man spreader. And I thought to myself, you know, this is funny. These liberal females who like to boss guys around and basically pretend like they're going to castrate them if they say another word and put them in their place to make sure they don't man spread, you know, all she had to do is either ask him nicely not to do it and not use the word man spread, which must have really offended him, or just move to another seat on the subway. But she got herself busted in the mouth, and she's screaming and yelling in the background. Again, New York subway at its finest. This is what multiculturalism brings you. It's the same thing when the Somalian man over there in Minneapolis, wherever it was a couple months ago, when the woman comes up to the car, starts yelling at him in the car, and he's a police officer. He just reaches right across his other police friend right in this front seat and blows a lady, shoots her two or three times. I mean, they have different cultural norms and expectations that we have here in the United States. And when you bring these cultures together and you start trying to force our behavioral patterns on them and our political correctness on some of these guys, you get busted in the mouth. What do you think, Austin?
There's no question about it. That's a brutal story. I mean, that's New York subways. I've been on it twice when I visited New York, and it's definitely nothing to write home about as far as enjoyment. But, yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that these individuals we bring over here from Somalia, from all these Middle Eastern countries as well that are hardcore Muslim. They're hardcore Sharia law, and this is what I've warned everybody about, is they don't put up with anything. I mean, if a woman looks at them wrong, they think they have the right to, like, beat them to death almost. I mean, it's insane.
Muslim, buddy.
Yeah, their ideology is really twisted on this. But yet a lot of people go, oh, we need more of them over here. We need more multiculturalism. No, we need more America. We need more Christianity. We need more constitutional values and laws that we follow, and not adding in these ridiculous ones and bringing people into this country that don't want to have any type of place here as far as fitting in or coming to this country and making it better. They simply want to exploit it as much as possible. Also, too, this is a interesting, really weird. The medical police state is added again now. The U.S. FDA, of all people, as you guys know, they're just on top of it with everything, has now officially granted its approval for new tracking devices that pharmaceutical companies can now legally manufacture into the drug pills themselves in order to monitor whether or not patients are taking all of their prescriptions.
There you go.
They're using this as an excuse to make it for psychiatric patients who they say forget to take their medicines and could result in committing violent acts towards themselves or others. However, privacy implications of adding microchips to medications that people take every day is a major concern, you think? Branded under the name MySight, these chips are already being used in Alprazolam tablets for schizophrenia. Those who suffer chronic manic episodes are being instructed to wear special patches on their arm that communicate with the chips as they make their way through the patient's bodies. Information is then transmitted via the patches to the patient's smartphone, which can be monitored by the doctors or pharmacists. The MySight features a sensor the size of a grain of sand made of silicone, copper, and magnesium, explains report on the technology. The electronic signal is activated when the sensor comes in contact with stomach acid. The sensor then passes through the body naturally. The patch the patient wears on their left rib cage receives the signal several minutes after the pill is ingested. The patch then sends data like the time the pill was taken and the dosage to the smartphone app over Bluetooth. Wow, you want to talk about getting creepy with pharmaceuticals now. Now they can monitor, watch, and track everything you do with your pills, when you're taking them, how you're taking them, where your pills are. This is very bizarre, Deb.
This is for the military. This is for the post-traumatic stress syndrome boys and girls. This is for the guys, they don't want to have guns in their hands.
Yep.
They don't want to have an armed resistance against the United States. They're almost diagnosing all of these guys now coming out of Afghanistan having some type of mental disorder, some type of post-traumatic stress syndrome. And a huge percentage of them are being diagnosed with this, and they're not taking their meds, and they don't want them going in into an armed rebellion against the United States. They want to make sure they maintain their victim status and make sure they take their drugs. Celebrity, I got to say this is a strange story. Senator Al Franken, perverted Democrat out of Minnesota, used to be on Saturday Night Live, was doing some USO stuff years ago with Leanne Tweeden, who's the anchor host right now out of California, and she was a former Playboy model and all kinds of other things she was involved with, and he basically groped her while she was sleeping and took a picture of it. I mean, this is some pretty sick stuff. And so this lady has come forward now and called him out on this. And quite frankly, this should have been exposed long ago before when he was running for the Senate contest. So, quite frankly, it's one of those things that she even said he grabbed her by the back of the head and kissed her without her consent. You know, guys, here's the thing. You know, we got a bunch of perverts in Congress that we've warned you guys about and told you guys about, all the way up to, you know, the child weirdo pedophile Joe Biden, who was so perverted that you can't even have your children around him or your wife around him. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing. And this is all coming out now because of what they've done to Judge Moore. Judge Moore is the victim of a witch hunt with this election coming up. They do not want him being a United States senator. Trump didn't want him being a senator. He basically wanted the other guy to become a senator. They would rather put the Democrat in, who is a hardcore liberal, huge transgender person in Alabama, who's running against him. They want him to win rather than allowing Judge Moore to win, because Judge Moore's values and ethics have been exemplary for the past 40 years. Now they're saying, well, 40 years ago, he did something wrong. Okay, let's say for one instance now, let's say, just stop for a second. Let's say he asked a 15 or 16-year-old girl out who was heavily made up, who looked like she was 20 or 22 or 23 years old. He didn't do anything to her. He asked her out. I have not seen yet one report where he raped anybody like Bill Clinton did, that he did anything wrong to any of these girls. They're not saying that. They're saying he asked them out, and he was basically a, quote-unquote, potential pedophile. And so now they're trying to make him completely and totally unfit for office with rumors and innuendos. Rumors and innuendos. There's no trial here at all. And now the Senate guys are saying, well, trial, you know, by jury and innocent until proven guilty doesn't count. Only in civil court, not in politics. Guys, total nonsense. I want to see this strong conservative get into the Senate, and Judge Moore needs to stay in the race, and he needs to win this election, and we need to leave the people in Alabama alone and let them make a decision on what they want to do with Judge Moore. And quite frankly, if I was in Alabama, I would vote for the man. What do you think, Austin?
You're absolutely right. I mean, why doesn't anybody want to bring the real stuff up in the media about Bill Clinton and all the girls that he raped and all these other incidences that we hear about that he was involved in the White House? But yeah, this guy 40 years ago supposedly did this. Again, what you say, they're all trying to smear it so he doesn't win. They don't want him in there. Congress is bought and paid for. They're an absolute joke. I mean, they pulled the individual mandate clause from the tax reform bill that they were doing. It was supposed to be completely out of it. The individual mandate was supposed to be gone. Then the last minute, they added it back in there again because Congress wanted it back in there. This is a complete and total abysmal failure on their part. And the only reason I could figure out they would do something this egregious is that they have a significant amount of blackmail on them, and they want it in there because they don't want to be exposed. There is no legitimate purpose from the very beginning for the individual mandate. As Dad and I said numerous times, if you actually got insurance with the individual mandate, fine. The illegal taxation fine that they're putting on top of us with that, it would be like, okay, maybe I can buy it a little bit easier. But you don't. You get fined thousands upon thousands of dollars, which, by the way, there is no cap on the individual mandate, if you guys know that. If you look it up, it goes up every single year, and they haven't gone further past 2018, meaning it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. The entire aspect, the only reason that was added into the bill at the very beginning with Obamacare was because they wanted to have another excuse to steal billions of more dollars from the American population without doing anything whatsoever. This is exactly what we ran into in England. This is exactly why we came over here and tried to declare independence. We did not want to be taxed unjustly. We did not want to have somebody over us that could literally wave their hand and take billions of dollars from our economy. This is exactly what has happened now. And the fact that Congress made it go back in and we still have the individual mandate boggles my mind, Dad.
I completely agree with you. By the way, the FDA and the DEA have launched a massive assault on kratom again. A drug war for this miracle plant is ramping up. Now, I warned you this was going to happen with this low-life Gottlieb. Warned you this was going to happen, and here's what it is. This is an article by Turberville. To no one's surprise, the U.S. government, after hysterically declaring a national emergency over America's opioid crisis, is once again setting its sights on kratom. In 2015, the DEA announced plans to place kratom on the list of controlled substances. Okay? Many optimistic kratom activists were tempted to rest on their laurels, trusting the FDA would prove to be more reasonable in relation to kratom. The FDA, long known to be essentially run by Big Pharma, which is run by the Rothschilds, which is run by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, has now joined the ranks of the DEA, which has also placed CBD oil on the list of controlled substances on the same level as heroin. In a scathing attack on kratom, signaling that the end may be nigh for this miracle plant, in fact, this did not succeed in fighting these large behemoth Big Pharma Rothschild agencies in the private prison industrial complex, as the Washington Post reported. The Food and Drug Administration issued a strong warning about kratom. But in a statement, here we go, get ready, here comes the punch. But in a statement, FDA Commissioner the Sabbatean Kabbalist, lowlife, nightmare from hell, excuse my language, that Trump put in office said, there is no reliable evidence to support the use of kratom as a treatment for opioid use disorder, and that there are no other FDA-approved uses for kratom. Rather, he said, evidence shows that the herb has similar effects to narcotics like opioids. He just contradicted himself. If you're using it to come off opioids, why would it not be able to work with opioids? And he says, and it carries similar health risks of abuse, addiction, in some cases, death. Prove it. Yeah. Prove it, Gottlieb. Yeah. Prove it. He said that calls to the U.S. Poison Control Centers involving kratom increased tenfold. Well, that means it probably went up to 20 calls between 2010 and 2015, and that the herb is associated with side effects including seizures, liver damage, and withdrawal symptoms. Virtually none of the scientists who are working with kratom, however, share the same hysteria and apocalyptic concerns of the FDA, which itself has overseen massive outbreaks of death and addiction as a result of pharmaceuticals, as they have approved them as safe. Indeed, many users of kratom found the plant in order to wean themselves off the opioids that the FDA so delightfully has approved and promoted. Guys, I warned you about Gottlieb. I'm telling you the same thing's going to happen now with that Department of Health guy that we talked to, that started when we did the show on yesterday. These guys that Trump's putting in, these are not draining the swamp people. He is making the swamp thicker and deeper and stocking more water moccasins. And yesterday, we had a yard worker that almost got bit by a water moccasin here in Central Florida, in my yard, no less. And the doggone thing was under a pile of bushes. He picked up the bushes. The thing's laying underneath there. It's like 4 feet long, and for some reason he decided to move it by its tail, and it basically came after him, and he got away from it. He used to be a snake handler. He used to be licensed candlesticks. I only found that out today. But that's the same thing that this FDA has done. They are treating everything like it's a water moccasin now with kratom. And guys, if they're going to do this with kratom, I guarantee you they're coming after your B vitamins, they're coming after your vitamin C, they're coming after your vitamin D, they're coming after everything with Gottlieb in the head. Because this guy is a giant dope drug pusher, is who he is. He should have never been approved, and now we've got to deal with this FDA commissioner from hell. I cannot believe we're finding ourselves in this position, Austin, after Trump swore to us that he would drain the swamp, son. What do you think?
He's an absolute steaming pile of poo-poo. That's all I have to say about him. He's horrible. I cannot believe he's in office. Kratom, I have actually had either 16 or 17 emails from customers regarding this topic after I brought it up last year heavily in detail. Not only did I talk to them, I did heavy research on it myself. Without fail, every single email that I have gotten from customers revolving around kratom has been nothing but positive when it has come to opioid or prescription pill addiction. It is by far one of the best compounds you can take to relieve the incredibly aggressive symptoms of opiate addiction. A lot of people I've talked to were on OxyContin, they had been on oxycodone, they had been on morphine, and the kratom, without fail, helped them come off these pills actually very, very quickly with very low side effects. Kratom is not something that I would recommend using on a regular basis for recreational usage. That is not that. What it is, though, is it's something that's an incredibly effective tool to help people come off of these prescription drugs. Gottlieb knows this. They do not, you guys understand, they do not want to reduce or prevent the opiate epidemic. They do not want to make it any smaller. They want to get it bigger. There is a reason why we have such a significant issue in the United States now with heroin, and there's a reason why we're putting more and more and more troops to Afghanistan, and the opium production over there, the poppy production, has exploded tremendously. They know there's nothing legitimately wrong about kratom. The only side effects I've ever heard about it is nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, if you take too much of it. After that, it goes away. It's a plant extract. It's like taking way too much alfalfa or eating way too much broccoli. It makes your stools loose. That's all it does. So there's no significant reason whatsoever that they should allow this stuff to be placed in a Schedule 1 category in the same compounds as heroin and methamphetamines, for heaven's sake. Cannabis, CBD oil, should never be placed in a Schedule 1 compound whatsoever. It's definitely not good for children to use when they're younger, but there is a significant amount of health benefits from CBD oil, especially cancer patients, along with that. Why are we allowing the federal government to come in and throw us in jail for a plant that grows outside, whether it's cannabis or whether it's kratom? Why have we reached a point where they can dictate, you are not allowed to have this in your house, you are not allowed to have that plant in your house? If you're trying to come off opiates and you take kratom, it's illegal now because it doesn't work. They don't know it works. He blatantly contradicted himself in that, Dad. But that really, really bothers me that they're trying to do this again, because as you just said, where's the line drawn? Is it D3 next? Is it vitamin C? Is it methylated B vitamins? Is it alpha lipoic acid? Where's the line stopped where they can't just come in and start saying, well, if it's not a pharmaceutical drug with a microchip in it, like we've already made, it's illegal. You can't have it in your house. It's going to be Scheduled 1 felony to possess in any shape, way, or form, Dad.
Well, the only reason he's not wanting this drug on the market is he wants to keep as many people addicted to opiates as possible.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's call it out for what it is. I mean, let's just say it what it is. Let's talk about what it is. Let's make everybody realize what this is. This is these guys who practice pharmakia. We talk about it all the time. We're not the only group that does that, but we talk about this all the time. This is the group that practices pharmakia. They warned you about in the Book of Revelations. This is the synagogue of Satan. This is the Sabbatine Kabbalists. This is the Khazarians. Whatever you want to call them. That's who these guys are, and they want to get as many people as a victim as they possibly can globally, to the point where they want billions, literally billions. Now, not millions. They've already got tens of millions of people addicted to opiates already in the United States alone. Probably more. It's probably closer to 50 million. As far as recreational users and users who use it on a semi-regular basis and those who are addicted to it. They've already got all of these people involved with opiates. They want to increase more and more. 10,000 metric tons now with our troop guarding Afghanistan, increasing the troop strength over there. Guys, you've got to put 1 + 1 together. You've got to do it. Just like this low-life Hillary. Here's an article. In Libya, Hillary knew about black genocide and slavery by Islamic rebels. Islamic rebels in Libya developed a slave trade of African migrants. They're still doing it, by the way. We talked about it the other day. Following NATO's war to topple Gaddafi. Gaddafi had one of the best countries in Africa with Libya, by the way. Just newsflash for you guys. With the highest standards of living and everything else. When the war began in 2011, many warnings were issued that Islamist Libyan rebels would victimize black Libyans and migrants. And she knew this. The rebels were armed by the United States, again, like ISIS,
always.
UK, France, and their Gulf allies. As Secretary of State, the lying witch of Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, was thoroughly briefed on all of these situations. Libya's Arab minority views the black population as cheap labor and labeled the migrants as pro-Gaddafi mercenaries, knowing that they were not, knowing that they were basically trying to get out of the country so that way they could do whatever they wanted to do to them, including to justify the atrocities against them. CNN, which is now helping break the true story, previously promoted the false narrative of black mercenaries. Guys, Hillary Clinton was in full-blown damage control last night on the news. That girl is scared that she's going to go to prison. Quite frankly, she should. And we all know that. That's why everybody at the Trump rallies kept saying, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And now she's saying that Trump can't call for investigations on what she did with the Uranium One deal, because that would be an abuse of power on his part. It's up to the Justice Department to decide that. Guys, are you kidding me? Look what Obama did with Fast and the Furious. Look what Obama did with IRS gate. Look what Obama did with all of the junk he did with these immigrants and all these people he brought into our country and just signed an executive order to get that done. This is complete and total nonsense. And this bitch, this witch of Benghazi, sorry guys, I slipped. Hope Todd, you got that. This witch of Benghazi, she needs to be locked up. Forgive me, kids, if you're listening today, don't use that word, bad word.
Anyways, in other news as far as with vaccines.
But I really do feel that way about Ryan.
I picked up on that. Believe me, I feel the same way. I don't think any of our listeners feel any other way about her either. She needs to be indicted and locked up in federal prison.
But I meant which.
In other news as far as with vaccines, new research now is showing significant findings regarding the health risk associated with vaccines. A paper written by Dr. Peter Abbey and colleagues from Stats and Serum Institute in DTP vaccine early in life dramatically increased infant mortality rates. Again, another vaccine that's been shown to increase mortality rates in children. The study compared mortality associated with the whole cell pertussis DTP vaccine at 3 to 5 months of age in vaccinated and unvaccinated children are getting. Mortality was found to be an alarming 5 to 10 times higher in those children receiving the DTP vaccine as compared with the unvaccinated. 5 to 10 times higher. The scientists found children who received the oral polio vaccine simultaneously with the DTP vaccine actually fared better. It appears that the OP oral vaccine somehow offsetted the DTP, although mortality rates were still higher than normal overall. Infant mortality from any cause after 3 months of age was found to be dramatically increased in infants after receiving the vaccine. As the author said in his conclusion, these findings are truly alarming. All currently available evidence suggests that DTP vaccines may kill more children from other causes than it saves from diphtheria, tetanus, or pertussis. Those were his words, Dad. So I'm really glad to see more and more truth is coming out about vaccines. I just hope the American population and the parents of this great country are strong enough to stand up to this medical tyranny and not vaccinate their children with these known toxins and unbelievably chemically laced vaccines.
You know what's interesting, Austin? What we see here now is a complete fight between the people who know the truth and the people that are trying to promulgate the lies. That's what we're seeing here. We're seeing the alternative news stand up and go against these nutbags who are trying to get away with murder, with espionage, with being traitors, everything. And we're finally saying, you know what, we've had enough of this. You guys, we're calling you out on this, and we expect you to do something about it. And so hopefully we'll have enough of these sealed indictments. There's supposed to be over 1,000 sealed indictments now. I haven't seen any verification of that yet, that have been released all over the country now to all these different politicians and groups. So hopefully those stories that we've been reading about are true. By the way, magnesium is now being shown to be the safe first line of defense for clinical depression. These are the salts you soak your feet in, you soak your body in. This is the magnesium brain food, and we have another product that's magnesium also that you take orally. This is what it started to do. The science supporting the efficacy of magnesium for major depression and other psychiatric disorders. Testing for magnesium deficiency and which forms and diagnosis are most effective. Depression is a life-threatening psychiatric disorder. It lies at the confluence of biochemical, hormonal, immunological, neurodegenerative variables, which intersect to generate the pro-inflammatory state with which depression is now being associated with. A major health concern and issue, depression is estimated to be one of the top three contributors to the global burden of diseases within a few years. Current treatments are predicated on the misguided serotonin theory of depression, which I've discussed in detail with you guys. Rather than resorting to psychotropic drugs, it would be prudent to explore whether magnesium supplementation improves depression, since this essential mineral is implicated in the pathology of this disorder, plus over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. Magnesium may be indeed branded as miraculous, given its essentiality as a cofactor to over 300 enzymic reactions. It is only second to potassium in terms of the predominant intracellular cations or anions residing in cells that harbor a positive charge. Magnesium is absolutely essential to avoid hypertension, inflammation, and now they're saying depression. So guys, it's really, really important that you get sufficient quantities of magnesium every day. I take 2 to 3 scoops of the magnesium brain food powder every single day in my protein shake without fail. and it's one of the finest products that we make at Health Masters. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, it is. That's another product I use all the time. Lana uses it all the time. Heck, I put it in Hunter's water bottle. He's got these hard plastic sippy cups. I'll throw in like a quarter of a scoop to half of a scoop for him every day. He thinks it's juice. It tastes so good. It seems to make him really alert and hyper, which doesn't help me at all. But he's already ridiculously hyper and off the wall, climbing on the couches, climbing up the walls, literally. And it is what it is, though. This stuff's so healthy for him, and obviously has a very positive reaction in his body. He gets it all the time. And also remember, guys, too, as I told you yesterday, with the AMA now coming in and lowering the acceptable level of blood pressure to make everybody, literally overnight, 30 million Americans all of a sudden have high blood pressure overnight because of what they say, that it's a very easy to get your blood pressure down before you go in the doctor's office if you need to do so. You can take the HGH Stimulate that we have with the magnesium brain food in water and about 12 to 15 ounces of water, and take that about 20 to 30 minutes before you have your blood pressure taken, and it will lower your blood pressure a significant amount, not an unhealthy amount, but it will have a very strong vasodilating effect with the magnesium and the HGH Stimulate, to the point that it can actually make your blood pressure a little bit lower if you're going to run into this issue. Now, if you're going to see a doctor, I don't personally see a doctor. I get blood work once a year, and that's the extent of what I do. I don't go get regular checkups. But if you still decide to do that and you have an issue now in the future because these idiot doctors are going to follow this model of blood pressure, if it's over 120, over 80 now, if it's above that at all, you have high blood pressure, which is a complete and total joke. That's what they are, though, now. Those two products will definitely get it under control very rapidly, Deb.
I've seen it. Well, that's why it's on our Healthy Blood Pressure program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you take the right amount of nutrients into your body and you exercise and you maintain your weight, your blood pressure is normal anyhow. You need a bunch of drugs. By the way, black seed oil has now been shown to reverse liver disease. I mean, this product's just amazing. This is just incredible that this is actually being done and the research is being done. A new study on the widely revered herbal medicine has produced a potential breakthrough in treating a condition that is a warning sign of a serious disease risk. The common health problem affects many 90 million Americans who don't even realize they have liver issues. It is common knowledge that our liver is the organ that pays the price if we consume too much alcohol. What is less well known is that the vital role of the liver plays in the regulation of fat in our bodies. Like a central processing hub, the liver removes fat from the bloodstream, both from both the food we eat as well as fat is released at the other tissues. The liver exports the fat to other parts of the body where it is either burned for fuel or stored for later. When liver metabolism is distorted, as with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, also called isolated fatty liver, this balance is not properly regulated, causing fat to accumulate in dangerous levels in the organ, which is the liver. That's the fatty liver. Guys, now we're finding with black seed, it helps to get rid of this. Black seed has long had a storied history as potent traditional medicine capable of curing, quote, everything but death. Considered a universal healer in the Arabian Gulf region where it originated, black seed was used to treat fever, cough, asthma, headache, obesity, diabetes, pain, infection, inflammation, dysentery, and an array of other ailments. I mean, there are over 30 pharmacological actions of black seed oil. So, guys, it's one of those things. It's great for psoriasis and fungal infections. It just goes on and on and on. I take this product every single day, and now we also have it combined with turmeric together. So you have turmeric and black seed oil in the same capsule. In fact, before I went to bed last night, my shoulder was hurting a little bit. I took six of those things right before I went to bed. Now, guys, I do this every single day. I practice what I preach, and so does Austin. So, guys, make sure you get it on at least the Healthy Lifestyle program. And if you've got yeast issues or whatever, the black seed is the best I've ever seen for that. Austin, what do you think?
No, absolutely. We got multiple options with the black seed oil, whether you want the full capsules, whether you want the liquid black seed oil, or whether you want the turmeric and black seed oil combined. Remember, turmeric is an incredibly good anti-inflammatory. It's also very good for the liver as well. So when you combine black seed oil and turmeric, it makes it a very, very convenient package to help out with the overall immune system and with the liver as well. So it's very, very exciting that we had that in because that product works so effectively. Now, this was kind of funny. I had to bring this up because I was ragging on Joe Biden, the would-be, maybe, possibly pedophile the other day. just calling out there.
Sky blue.
And, but it's funny because now the local media, mainstream media, and alternative media have been calling him out for literally all these videos, all this weird stuff he does all the time. In the wake of these reports now of Joe Biden having massive amounts of inappropriate contact with women and children, as well as all these videos resurfacing now, Nicole Perthoff of the New York Times called on Twitter to handle and censor the content. She tweeted the plea to nearly 24,000 followers on Tuesday. She said, in the past 24 hours, a new alternative right fake news meme has emerged of Biden as a predator. Twitter, how will you handle this? What's funny about it is even though it reached 24,000 people, it only got retweeted 16 times and received nearly 700 comments. Almost all of them were negative towards her, stating that there was absolutely no reason to censor this. Everybody knows Biden is more than likely a very weird serial pedophile, which isn't funny at all, but it's kind of a joke that she's actually sitting there trying to defend him and calling Twitter to censor this stuff. This is what the mainstream media does on a regular basis, so I can't be surprised at that, but I kind of thought it was funny to have. She's from the New York Times, and she called for this the other day.
You know what the joke is on this thing? He was one heartbeat away from being president of the United States. You know, if the gay guy would
have died. If the gay Kenyan died, yeah.
If the gay Kenyan died, it would have been Biden. I mean, by the way, high sugar diet increases the risk of premature death. Well, that we kind of knew that. Oh, yeah. From heart disease. This is a really interesting article because it goes into detail about how sugar is going to mess with your insulin, and that insulin is going to mess with your arteries. And when you start doing the artery with the insulin, you start dehydrating the arteries, and you start causing massive increase in heart disease. That's why diabetics have such a huge increase of risk of stroke and heart attacks. Guys, it's really important that you monitor your sugar. And no matter what, monitor your high fructose corn syrup. Oh, I mean, yeah. God, gosh, don't even put that in your body. No. Don't even put that in your body. I look at that. My acid test is this. If I look at a label and it says hydrogenated anything, I throw it away. If it says pork anything, I throw it away. If it says red dyes or blue dyes, I throw it away. If it says high fructose corn syrup, I throw it away. I mean, I don't put that stuff in my body. I mean, why in the world do I want my liver, and we just talked about how important the liver is, to have to deal with trying to process that mess out of your body? Because whatever goes in your system and your digestive tract is going to end up going through your liver. And, you know, and that's why all these people have all these problems, all these liver issues now, is because they're eating so much junk, and that junk will kill them pretty doggone quick also.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the thing is, you got to understand, just natural cane fructose is already hard on the liver. They've already found this out. Just natural forms of fructose. Now take it and extract it from fully GMO Roundup resistant corn, and then extract it to a 90% pure high fructose corn syrup
with Roundup.
With Roundup, which is contaminated with glyphosate because they're taking the sugar out of it, which is contaminated with all the glyphosate out of the corn, and they're turning it to a high fructose corn syrup, and then they're throwing it into your soda or your candy or your muffin or whatever nasty food they put it in nowadays, and then you're putting it in your body. And that's it. You got to process this. And a lot of people, for some reason, we get in this habit of being too busy or trying to grab fast food or doing this whatever, that we don't realize every single thing we put in our mouth and we put in our digestive tract, as Dad just said, our body has to process it. The liver has to filter it. The small intestines try to have to absorb whatever small, minuscule amount of nutrients that are left in it. And then we have to try to push the rest of it out of our body before it becomes any more toxic. So when you're putting this food in there that you know it has contaminated with glyphosate, that you know is unbelievably hard on the liver, it's really not a wise thing to do, guys. There's way too many other options. We have our brand new cookbook that just came out now to eat clean and be healthy. We actively made the recipes. We use either monk fruit or we use stevia in them, and some of them we even use organic coconut sugar, which is also equally good. The monk fruit's probably the absolute best as far as the best tasting, with no impact on sugar levels, and also too is very easy to use as far as a mixed ratio. And we even went through that in the book after, I mean, years of working on this now. I've come up with all these recipes that we use this stuff in that taste really good and is actually really, really healthy for you, Dad. I know I talked on the show the other day. We've literally tried every single recipe that's in that book. We've all worked on it personally, and there's a reason why so many people are already giving us such good feedback on it, because it's actually a real, true, useful health food cookbook that you can utilize on a daily basis, not some cardboard manufacturer that you're trying to eat and pour mustard and ketchup all over it because it tastes so absolutely horrible. But it's health food. We didn't do that. I hate that kind of food. I don't eat that kind of food. It's too easy nowadays to eat really clean but still have it taste really good, Dad.
This morning your mom made grits. Organic corn grits, yellow corn grits with butter and cheese. And you would just think that, you know, this has to be served in heaven. It tastes good. Now, you guys up from north, if you don't know what grits are, it's kind of like you guys like cream of wheat. We eat grits down here. I also like cream of wheat. I'm okay with that too. My dad used to eat that all the time. But it was amazing how good it was. And those types of recipes are what are in the cookbook. By the way, NBC now is agreeing. This is the national broadcast company, I guess, agrees that having a child is one of the worst things you can do for the environment. NBC News Think published an essay by bioethicist Travis Reeder, who alleges that having children, I should say having white children, if that's how they feel, is bad for the environment and morally suspect. Why? Because it supposedly causes global warming and puts unsustainable demands on global resources. The thing that bothers me with all of this, we have 100 million children right now being born in third world countries that's causing the earth to grow in population. The United States did not have a positive population growth until this massive immigration occurred. We brought in 100 million illegals and folks from other countries. It didn't happen. We didn't have the population reproducing to a point where it could even sustain itself. Same thing happened in Europe. Guys,